Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dan Manigan, Anthony Allain in for Baskin and Phelps today. 92.3 The Fan. Kevin's Fancy's press conference coming up in about 20, 25 minutes. Somewhere in between there, we will carry that for you live. Figure out who is in, who is out for Sunday against the Chicago Bears. They head to Soldier Field right there on Lake Michigan, a stadium that used to look really, really cool until they renovated it, and now it doesn't look as cool, and it's a real bummer.
They're building the dome right now, though, so it'll be all right.
They are. I can't remember if it's for sure going in Arlington Heights or if they're actually going to bulldoze Soldier Field and build it on the lakefront again. That's going to be the great question. We'll have to figure that out. But to a man that we ask all kinds of great questions to, we head to the fan hotline for the man, the myth, the legend. He is Tim May. You can hear him on the Tim May podcast with Clay Hall. Sir, how are you?
I'm good, man. Just think about that Drew Carey show if they had if they had built the Cleveland Browns' new home before that, it'd be Dome over Parma tonight.
It's off to a hot start.
Dome over Parma tonight.
I love you. You're the best. Thank you, buddy. I needed that laugh today. All right.
You're welcome.
I don't want to look too far back to the Indiana game.
There's a big butt coming here.
We are talking a serious butt that is about to be said here.
Huge butt. There's a huge butt coming here.
What?
Wide load ahead. Go ahead.
What happened in those third and fourth down short yardage situations to the Ohio State Buckeyes in that game? And is that something that we need to be concerned about moving into the college football playoff?
Well, I don't know if you need to be concerned about it, but Ryan Day and his staff certainly are. So, they've got their best men working on it.
Top men.
It literally came down to third downs in that game, and you know, and throw in a couple of fourth downs, obviously. And I kind of asked Ryan Day about it after the game in the press conference, and he cited the fact they were 6 out of 12 or something on third downs, and I'm just going, or at least Indiana was. My point wasn't generally third downs. It was specific third downs where the game hung in the balance. And Indiana hit a couple of big passes during that time in their realm. And then Ohio State, of course, we all saw missed on several in its realm. And it would end up being a three-point game. Indiana scores one touchdown. Ohio State scores a touchdown. Ohio State got inside the 10-yard line twice and came away with Zippo in that game, including their last major thrust, where I thought, really, boy, we're we're seeing a Cinderella kind of like moment here. Ohio State's going to come from behind and win this game in the final minutes, but it didn't happen. Third down was a pick-em play for Julian Say, and he rolled right, and they picked up the back coming out of the backfield, and then they when he threw to the tight end on the backside in the end zone, the defender made a hell of a play, and that was that. Where the Julian could have run and picked up the first down there remains to be seen. Lucky maybe, but there was a linebacker zeroing in on him, but the bottom line, it comes down to that in big games, and like Ryan Day said, you know, after the game, and this, you know, it's true. This is easy to say. You don't want to leave it to one play. You don't want to leave it to one play. But then you miss a field goal, 27-yard field goal. And, fellas, we've seen NFL kickers miss field goals of that ilk. We've seen miss extra points of that ilk, of that length, et cetera. It can happen on any kick. You never want to leave it to a field goal. I mean, of any, you know, but that would have just tied the score. Who knows what would have happened in the last 2.5 minutes with Fernando Mendoza and that Indiana offense. But that was a push them. That was a push game, and it ended up Indiana made one more field goal than Ohio State did, and that's why it won. And so,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So are there things to fix? Absolutely. As the former Ohio State coach John Cooper used to say, and everybody look at him puzzled, but he would say this, it don't catch up with you till it catches up with you. And he's right. I mean, Ryan Day pointed out the same thing. He didn't say it in the same words, but some of the things they've had some challenges with, red zone offense in particular, short yardage in particular, came back to bite them in the, when all things else were equal. And, so, yeah, they've got to get that fixed coming on going into the next time they play on December the 31st against Miami versus Texas A&M winner.
Tim, if you're Ohio State, which team do you match up better with, Miami or Texas A&M? Is there a team that you would rather them play that would be the easier matchup?
Well, Texas A&M's got a dual-threat quarterback, which makes any play an adventure if you're not squared in. But Ohio State had pretty good success against dual threat quarterbacks so far this season. The defense did against handling them. I think with Carson Beck, you never know what Carson Beck's going to give you, but it looks like Ohio State defensively matches up barely better against Miami and what they like to do offensively than Texas A&M. I think both of them, A&M and Miami, have been a little bit of conundrums about what they're all about offensively at times, based on the play of their quarterback. The greatest conundrum was first half to second half for A&M against South Carolina when Reed didn't know who he was throwing to in the first half, and all of a sudden it was his Heisman moment in the second half. You know, So, but as I've always said, if you dig a hole and then fill the hole back in, have you really done anything, right? That's remarkable. So, but you got to give it up to them. They did find a way to win that game. I'm talking about the South Carolina game. But then, of course, you saw what Texas did against them, throttled them when they needed to and gained yards. I think both of these teams can be thrown on, which is good news for Ohio State, which you got to figure by December 31st, both Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith will be 100% from a physical standpoint. At least that's the gist you're picking up on. So I think they can throw the ball on either one of these teams, and I think defensively they match up pretty well against them. I guess what I'm saying is I expect them to hold sway in the quarterfinal.
The legend Tim May joining us on the hotline. All right, let's get to Michigan and everything that's taking place there. Just coming down, Sharon Moore has been charged with one felony and two misdemeanors per the Detroit News. Not to get into the Sharon Moore side of things and the mess that's there, but more, I'm interested what you think Michigan might do as a head coach and who the next person they may bring in. Because around here, there's some Tommy Reese rumors, the offensive coordinator of the Browns, possibly being interviewed for that gig.
Yeah, I would think that by the end of tomorrow, there might be 100 guys who are possibilities. Number one, what they need for sure, in my humble opinion, well, I guess it's not so humble the way I talk, but I am a humble guy.
You are a very humble man.
There is humility involved. They need a head coach, meaning a former or present-day head coach running things so that he can step in there and get some things straight from the get-go. That would include, for want of another word, a purge, pretty much, of the football office staff, et cetera. There's something just not right up there, and there are some guys who are innocent victims, I'm sure, on that staff. But you need a cleanse. I think is what they call it, colon cleanse, maybe the best way of putting it. You need a cleanse that pretty much makes everybody understand there's a new sheriff in town and it's not business as usual. And that's easier said than done. A guy that everybody keeps poo-pooing this, but when I bring it up to him, I even brought it up on my podcast at the end of the week with Bill Bender. I had a little special podcast about this. He's from the Sporting News. To me, Brian Kelly, whether you like Brian Kelly, no matter what you think about Brian Kelly, he ran Notre Dame. Yeah, they had the incident with the unfortunate, tragic incident with the guy getting hit by lightning on a camera stand one time. And that was, boy, you can't ever erase that from your resume. But otherwise, Brian Kelly ran that big-time program for a while, got him almost to the promised land, but not quite. Then he goes to LSU where he thinks he can get to the promised land because of acquisition of even better talent. And there's no doubt Notre Dame had a better team this year than LSU did, but that's neither here nor there. But Brian Kelly, with his attachment in his past to the state of Michigan, et cetera, I mean, I think he is a qualified guy to come in there and at least fix things, at least, you know, in his own way of doing it. And then you go from there. If he isn't quite the guy, then two or three years from now, maybe you make another move. But you got to get a head coach, not a guy learning on the job like Sharon Moore was doing. And I say that knowing that Ryan Day was learning on the job when he got named head coach back in the end of 2018 season. But he learned fairly quickly, made a few gaffes along the way, but there's no doubt what Ryan Day has done as the head coach. Sharon Moore, they weren't really backsliding up there. They had tremendous recruiting classes the last couple of years and got the number one quarterback in the class. The thing about that quarterback, though, is he was going to go to LSU and join Brian Kelly until Michigan came up with that, whatever that pact was they came up with, because now you're finding out it wasn't a signed deal. So you have a chance of keeping that quarterback, maybe. That's where I immediately would look. But here's the question, fellas. Who's doing the hiring and firing now at Michigan? If Ward Manuel, in fact, like a lot of people think up there, gets taken out of the mix and or relieved of duty, we'll see where that goes. Now who's hiring? They don't have a president, a full-time president, et cetera. So whoever walks in there, You know, I think my first question, if I walked in there to interview, would be, hey, who's in charge?
That's if that's one of those that falls under, if you don't have a two-word answer to that question, you probably don't want that gig. Tim, thank you, buddy. We appreciate your time and all the great thoughts.
It'd be like walking the radio station and the Baskin Phelps show and going, well, wait a minute. One of them's not even here. Who's in charge?
The answer to that will always be no one, and you hope for the best.
And you know what trumps everything? PTO, baby.
PTO. Yeah, apparently the boys don't work Fridays anymore. Tim,
exactly.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
We got to get on this plane. Well,
thank
you, hell, you're retired and are working more now than you did back then. It's amazing how that guy is. We'll talk a little Michigan. Again, a little bit of news coming down. One felony, two misdemeanors for Sherrone Moore, according to the Detroit News. We'll see where this goes from there. Kevin Stefanski coming up soon. Dan Menigan, Anthony Land in for Baskin and Phelps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.